What the hell was that?
Kane, you have company!
What is it, Domi? What do you see?
I have no... It's big, it's humanoid, and there's just one of them. Beyond that, your guess is as good as mine.
Where?
Northmost corner, behind the farthest house, in the corral!
Kane ran forward, his body held low, arms pumping as he raced along the short stretch between the shacks. A second later, Kane rounded the corner of the farthest shack, and then he saw it. The creature stood 8 feet tall, its legs bent, slightly hunched, its back to Kane. Its proportions matched its height, a huge hulking figure with thick protrusions coming from its elbows and running down its spine. Its arms and legs were as thick as tree trunks. It was wrapped in some kind of gauze material, an off-white color, stained with dirt and blood, torn in parts to reveal patches of coal-black skin. And Kane saw what he at first took to be a cloud of small flies and insects hovering around it. Kane stood there, pistol raised, watching for a startled moment as the creature slapped the horse aside.
Domi, where did it come from? Did you see?
It was just there, like it's Matran's in or something.
Kane?
Kane looked and saw that Grant was pointing to the little well that sat on the edge of the settlement.
We think it came from the underground. Burrower of some kind.
What the hell is that thing?
Kane, I think we need to get out of here.
Weapons up.
Suddenly, the creature raced across the sand toward Kane and Grant at a furious pace.
Domi, we're gonna need backup. Get over here now.
The hulking brute stopped, and its arm cut through the air and crashed into the wooden shack. The hulking creature began running toward them once more, arms out and back as it prepared to swing for Kane. Kane spun backward, dropping low as the monster's right arm rocketed toward his throat. A cloud of black flecks floated through the air. Kane stumbled backwards and fell. He looked up as the creature towered over him, tossing its head back. Kane aimed his Sin Eater up and targeted the creature's chin between jaw and neck. Then Bridget Baptiste was in the sand next to him, pulling him away.
What are you doing, Baptiste? I can make the shot.
You're too close, Kane. Let's put some distance between us and that thing before it's too late.
I was about to turn that to my advantage. I could have done it.
You would have been dead.
Here it comes.
Grant pulled his weapon back and withdrew into the shelter of the doorway as the creature rushed past him, a trail of black flakes of skin floating on the air behind it like ashes. To the side of the street, Kane and Bridget ducked back as the black-faced monster lunged into view.
We have to do something.
A blur of wood and reflected sunlight raced toward the monster. It was Domi, riding one of the Incarnate's solar-powered chariots at top speed. She had to have doubled around the tiny ville to get her speed up, Kane realized, as the athletic albino woman leaped from the vehicle and away from the monster. The top of the chariot reached roughly to its waist. The collision smashed the wooden frame of the vehicle. The monster seemed to spin in place, its reverse-hinged legs kicking up great clumps of sand. Kane cautiously approached the hole left behind in the dry ground, a roughly circular tunnel that appeared to go straight down. He kept his Sin Eater trained on the opening in the sand for a long moment.
Whatever it was, it's gone, Kane.